KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we finally get to do it for three full hours today. Can't wait. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. It's his reason for being, so help him out. There's Twitter. It is sad, but that's okay. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments in the Twitch chat there. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, Twitch, do whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show today, man.
Percent 92?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Fair. So a couple things before we get started here. First off, I was driving in and was listening to our guys, and I don't know if they were on commercial or something, but I just decided to flip over to the other station for the first time in a long time.
You like how 790 is so crappy now? No, like,
yeah, when they don't even count.
You don't even call them the other station.
You know who we're talking about. And they had James Franklin on, the Penn State coach.
Really?
And I'm like, whoa, that's a good get.
Was it fake James Franklin?
No, it was a real James Franklin, and they're interviewing him. And they're talking about the playoffs and all this stuff.
Was this Arkansas Milk at him?
Yes. Or as I like to call him, man. Man.
Hey, man. Hey, were you saying that stuff about Sandusky in him? I mean, that's because that, damn it, man, that's funny, man. I don't care who you are, man. That's a damn no good one.
And they do the interview. And, I mean, it's softball after softball after softball. And then right at the end, they say, Coach, do you care to comment on the allegations that came out today? No.
Oh,
end of interview.
Lame.
I'm sure that was all like prearranged. But I got to tell you, and I've said this before, if we're going to have somebody on, if they're not going to talk about it, we're not going to have him on.
Yeah, what's the point of having James Franklin on if you're not going to talk about why he's in the news?
Yeah. Like players putting penises in other players. I'm sorry.
Or at least threatening to.
Yeah. Yeah, or whatever it was. I mean, you got to ask about it. And, I mean, to just accept no. It's like, well, it is kind of a big deal, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Man.
So, oh, well. That's number one. Number two is apparently I stirred up a lot of bleep today with my column, which was quoting our second hour intro.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, my friends are degenerates and they're all liars, cheats, and hypocrites. So I broke down your Houston sports teams as liars, cheats, and hypocrites. And mostly because, you know, everybody complains, oh, the national media never pays any attention to us.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the national media is doing right now? They're paying a lot of attention to you.
Yeah.
And here's why. And this is what the national media thinks of you. And people didn't really like it. I mean, a lot of them read it. It's, you know, got almost 150,000 page views, but they didn't like it.
I imagine not.
And including somebody who said, I love it when sports writers who just move here have an opinion on Houston. I'm like, really?
Are they talking about you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, man, you know, I hate to break it to you, but I've been covering these teams probably before your parents were born, Yogi.
Yeah, you're old.
I know I'm old. I make no bones about it. I don't care. That's it. Just wanted to pop those two right off the top. What do you got?
Your Houston Rockets. I know you always push back the date that you're willing to talk about what the Rockets are.
No, I mean, I'll talk about them. I mean, what they were last night without Russell Westbrook isn't really what they are, but okay.
Well, I'm just asking in general, like at this point in the season. I mean, we're two games away from the halfway mark.
Yeah.
And essentially, the conference is the Lakers, and then 2 through 7 are separated by 5 games. It's basically a bunch of, it's a big middle, and the Rockets are in that. Do you feel like, do you think the Rockets are the second best team? Are they a contender?
I think if we're going to look up at the end of the year, they're going to be in the 3 spot. I think they'll be behind Lakers, Clippers. Whether or not they're a contender depends on, I think they need something else. I think they're short one player of being a real contender. And it doesn't have to be a superstar, but it does need to be somebody who can come in. And, I think they're close, but I don't think they're there. Right now, I wouldn't take them over the Lakers. I wouldn't take them over the Clippers. I think they'd struggle with some of the other teams, but they'd get by them. And I actually watched most of the game last night after I watched Jeopardy, which I was sad to see that in. That was fun.
Sad.
I was really hoping that Holzhauer would win that so that there'd be another one, because I also felt like it was sort of Alex Trebek's goodbye tour.
Yeah.
He just doesn't sound right. But that was, I really enjoyed the hell out of that. Anyway, getting back to the Rockets, I had the game on. I had the sound off because I was in a weird play Billy Squire music mood last night. Don't ask me why.
All right.
So I was listening.
I won't ask you why.
I was listening to the music and I was watching the game, and I think I see enough out of this team that I'm going to go Western Conference Finals is the ceiling. I think more likely second round.
Okay.
Is what it feels like. I do believe there's enough there to where, I still don't feel like they've completely figured out how to put these two together. I think they're close, but it may not be something that Mike D'Antoni can do.
I'm actually the Grizzlies are one of my favorite teams to watch right now, and they're not a contender this year, but I think they drafted two of the best guys in this draft, and they were both phenomenal against the Rockets yesterday. Ja Morant is, if you don't like watching Ja Morant play, you probably just don't like basketball that much, which is fine.
Can I give you a little credit, though? Because I heard Joel, I've been telling you about Ja Morant. It's like AJ was telling everybody about this kid last year, long before he was ever in the NBA.
Yeah, I was telling you about him when he was a Murray State Racer, baby.
Yeah.
Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah, man.
And Brandon Clark, who kind of flew under the radar as a prospect at Gonzaga, but he's a guy who can kind of play everywhere, and he was great last night too. He was 6 of 7 from the field, and those two guys basically won that game for him. And I don't know when they're going to be good, when the team is going to turn the corner, but they've got some nice little building blocks.
I think they're next year, one more player.
I think what they really need is, I hate to say it like this. Dylan Brooks is nice, but they need another, a real shooter. Dylan Brooks shot well last night from outside, but the more they can build up some shooters outside, the better they're going to be. And Brandon Clark's a more skilled, less physical version of Draymond Green. And they've got some really interesting talent there. And obviously, Valanciunas is getting better. I mean, how many useful bigs are there in the NBA today? He's one of them.
Yeah.
So they're a fun team. And Jaren Jackson's got some, he's an interesting guy too. So Grizzlies are a fun team. I don't think it's a bad loss.
No, it's not a bad loss, especially if you're going to leave one of your guys at home basically to play tonight.
The part of it that's bad is, they basically blitzed him in the fourth quarter again.
Yeah.
And
they hung around until then, but they were no match for him in the fourth.
No.
And That was the thing. It was an enjoyable game up until then. Then it was like, okay, guys, thanks for, and you could see it coming.
And it was another game where James Harden scores 41 points, and you go, wow, 41 points. And then you realize it was on 37 shots and 19 3-point attempts, which he made 5 of. So, I don't know. At least he didn't turn the ball over 100 times. I'll take that. But I wonder what the ceiling is for this team. And maybe it feels like the Western Conference is soft.
I think that's a little bit of it. But I also don't think necessarily winning the Western Conference. In fact, I'm not ready to predict it yet, but I'm not sure winning the Western Conference is going to win you the title. I think there's a good chance that it's not.
Oh, for sure there's a good chance.
Probably a better chance that it's not than it does. So that would be kind of I've already pissed off Houston fan enough today, but it would be kind of funny if they finally won the conference and then got there and it was the Bucks and, you know, oh well.
Right.
At least you got there. But it wouldn't be funny, okay? It'd be a little ironic. How's that? So 713-780-3776. What are the odds Wednesday? So make sure you check in. We'll get to a lot of stuff. I still think there's some time to discuss Bill O'Brien and your Texans because they've kind of flown under the radar here this week. And nothing's really happened since Sunday with them. So I think we can feel free to weigh in on them. And there's a lot of other stuff to get to. Some more, you know, coaches moving around and everything else. You know, Penn State being rapey again. I mean, there's a lot of things happening. So, but there's also a lot of things to bet on right now. You got, man, you should be following Jerry Bell's soccer. You should be following AJ's college basketball. You should be following my hockey. And if you do, you should go to MyBookie. And that's where you should play it. Because you can bet on a lot more than football at MyBookie. But you also have, guess what, 3 meaningful football games left. That's it. So you want to get in on the action. They've got fast payouts. They've got great promotions. 24/7 customer service, all at mybookie.ag. And if you join up now, they're going to match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. And if you're already on MyBookie, well, check your emails because they've got constantly, they got great reload bonuses for you. They have special event bonuses, everything on MyBookie. They want to make it a good experience for you, and that's what they do. All you have to do is use promo code radio to activate your initial deposit offer. That's promo code radio to get that extra cash from mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. MyBookie. Poisoning the well, but there are no mistakes. Accept what you create. You need to know your place. Cause it's about to get heavy.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So one of the things your guy Bill O'Brien reiterated was there's no plans to hire a general manager, which means he's your general manager.
I mean, why would he want to hire a general manager?
It just, again, shows you how much power the guy has in the organization and no oversight of it.
I wish we had the luxury of just saying, you know what, we're not talking about the Texans until they get serious. Because this isn't a serious football organization.
No, it's not.
They've got people fooled because they're winning division championships. So it makes people think, oh, well, damn, they must be doing something right.
Are people still fooled, though? I mean, I kind of think, and maybe I'm giving fans too much credit. Maybe now, I mean, you've got your certain group, your traveling Texans and your ones that have Toro tattoos on their penis. Those guys are always going to be, oh, Bill O'Brien's great. Bill O'Brien's great. I think.
You know what?
But at some point,
here's what I think. If you ask most Texans fans today, if you could switch franchises with Colts, Jags, or Titans, or stay with what you got, what are you doing? And when I say change franchises, I mean owner, GM, coaching staff, players, everything. Which group would you want? And I think they would say Texans.
Can I piecemeal it? Can I have the...
Nope.
I want the Jaguars owner. I want the Colts GM. And the Colts coach. I don't want the Colts owner.
No, doesn't work that way.
Damn. Oh, well.
But, I think most people would still say, you know what? I'll take the Texans. And you know what it really speaks to? How important it is to have a serviceable quarterback. I mean, the Texans have the best quarterback in the conference or in the division. So as long as you've got that, you got a chance to win it. I mean, and then does anything else really matter?
And that what bothers me is, okay, so who is it that is going to say enough's enough? It's obviously not going to be Cal McNair. Bill O'Brien's running the whole thing. And the fans are just going to keep...
Is he going to fire himself?
Well, that's the thing. He's not going to. And he's going to sit here and tell us things are going in the right direction after becoming the first team to lead by 20 and lose by 20. How is that going in the right direction? Yes, you got a step farther than you did last year. You didn't lose your home playoff game. You almost did. And, you know, by the way, that idiot that called the other day talking about, oh, Deshaun Watson's not clutch. We didn't have enough show to get into it. Why didn't you call the week before when he made that play against Buffalo?
Yeah.
Dumbass. Anyway, there's no accountability here. There's no one in that organization to say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should care what people think of us. Maybe we should at least address some of our issues and not just this guy has all the power. And don't tell me he's earned it, because every one of those other teams you mentioned have been to an AFC championship game. And to me, it looks completely different. If you get to the AFC championship, even if you lose to the Titans, I mean, that's a hell of a run. That's a good season. That's what you're supposed to be up for every 3 or 4 or 5 years. Doesn't mean you're going to get to the Super Bowl. At some point you should.
Yeah.
But we don't see anything, any changes.
And you don't see any progress either.
Well, that's
the point.
It's not
like you're getting closer.
No, you're not.
If you're inching closer every year, okay. You're not getting closer. You're spinning wheels. You're stuck in the mud.
I mean, I don't see. I'd like for him to explain to me what the hell he means by we're making progress. I don't see it. Am I just dumb? I see the same team. You know, okay, if you want to look at it, like, okay, yeah, they got a road win at Kansas City. They beat the Patriots finally. That's progress. You also won one fewer game than you did last year. Okay, so what progress is really being made here?
Right.
And what are you going to tell me that's going to convince me you're going to be better next year? Well, Deshaun Watson will be a year better. Don't throw Will Fuller will be healthy at me because, you know, that's
right.
That's silly. And, you know, the reality is, you know, I mean, is JJ ever going to be JJ again? I mean, these things are, and is he even going to get through a full season? He did last year. That was great. But how many of those does he have left? And what are you going to do to fix that defense?
Well, Romeo Crennel's going to retire.
I hope so. But that's not what they said after the game.
According to what we saw today, the Texans are going to try to keep Vernon Hargraves, which as soon as I saw the headline of that story, I'll pull up the actual story so I can make sure I'm not getting anything wrong on it here. But this was on SI. Texans want to continue to work with Vernon Hargraves III into 2020. His salary becomes fully guaranteed, worth $9.6 million on March 18th. Vernon came in here. We claimed him. He came in here. He works very hard. Very hard worker. A guy that really showed up to practice every day. Learn the system. At some point, like when you say the best things about a player, what they do on Sunday has to matter more than what they do Monday through Saturday, right? It seems like Bill O'Brien is obsessed with what happens during the week. And the reality is fans, media, basically everyone else is only obsessed with what happens on Sunday. And essentially the reason why Jadeveon Clowney is gone is because he wasn't the best at practice. He was a guy who they thought maybe didn't give full effort during the week. Showed up on game days. The reason why Nick Martin is now the second highest paid center in the league is apparently because He's really good. He really works hard at practice. Vernon Hargreaves
sure doesn't pay off in the games.
Vernon Hargreaves isn't a good player.
He's fine.
He's not fine.
If he's your third or fourth guy.
Okay. Are you paying your third or fourth corner $9.5 million?
No, and listen, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt here. If they're talking about wanting to keep him, it's not going to be for $9 million next year.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, if you're talking about doing a contract extension, it's to make it a couple more years at $5 million or something like that, which is fine for a third or fourth cornerback. But that would be...
I don't know why you even want him. Like, how about get better guys at cornerback?
You could go out and draft.
Is that too much to ask?
Well, it's too much to ask you to draft him now.
Well, you're not drafting him. You're right.
No. And hey...
I'm so sick of hearing, oh, he works really hard. He's a hard worker. He's in the playbook all the time.
That's just part of the Bill O'Brien in the bubble BS. That's what he does all the time.
On game day, who make impacts on game day. That seems to be secondary for whatever reason. I don't understand. Like, what other sports organization? It's like AI said, we're talking about practice? Like, who cares how guys practice as long as they perform on Sunday? And if you're, would you rather have a guy who works really, really hard all throughout the week and then is just an average-ass dude or below-average dude on Sunday? Or would you rather have a guy who might half-ass it during the week, but on Sunday, on game day, is a major factor? Because I'll take the guy who's lazy at practice every single time. Every single time. Because all that matters to me is what happens when the lights are on. That's it.
Well, to me, it's an inconsistency thing, too, because how often does DeAndre Hopkins actually practice? So you can't tell me that it's because, he practices well all week. He doesn't practice.
Yeah.
Which is fine with me.
It's like
I don't care.
The way I look at it is kind of like a rock and roll singer. Like, if you're Mick Jagger and you're strung out all the time and you're wasted all the time, you know, when you're not on stage, okay. As long as when you're on stage and they turn your mic on, you're friggin' Mick Jagger. That's all that matters to me. If Robert Downey Jr., I don't care. I mean, I guess he's sober now, but when Robert Downey Jr. was basically a junkie, as long as he was good in movies,
as long as the camera came on, he did his job.
Yeah, do your job. Like, the job isn't practice. The job is to win football games. And believe it or not, the best guys in practice aren't always the best guys on game day. Doesn't work that way. And this organization is obsessed with how good guys are at practice. I don't care how good Vernon Hargreaves is at practice. I've seen Vernon Hargreaves for a lot of years now. Maybe he's been good at practice the whole time. He's basically never been good in games. Not since college, anyway. In college, he was good in games. He was probably really bad at practice then.
Yeah, I just think it's his BS that we all keep hearing, and it's enough already. I mean, and I think that's the thing. If he's going to just spout this crap, then I'm going to make sure I tell people that he's spouting crap.
And there's an argument to be made for, like, building a culture. Like, you don't want a full culture of guys who are, you know, bad, have bad practice habits or whatever. But this is just the reality of things. For exceptional talents, exceptions need to be made. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's in basically any industry. Like, if there's somebody who's exceptionally good at their job, fair or not fair, they're not held to the same standards that a guy who's, you know, working really hard but just isn't as good, or just the worker bees. They're it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing, and you can't expect it to be the same thing.
Well, it goes back to something I've talked about all the time. When you manage people, you manage everyone fairly, but that doesn't mean equally.
Right.
And the reality is, this guy doesn't. I mean, he's got his pets. It's just like when Kubiak had his pets, and that's what it is. If you come in and you work hard and you yes sir him, and, oh, man, Bill O'Brien's the greatest, you're a pet.
Yeah.
And so now he's got new pets. Nick Martin, pet.
Yeah.
Whitney Merciless, pet. That's what they are.
Apparently Vernon Hargreaves.
And now you got another one. And that's the thing. That's why you have to have somebody else in this organization. And until they make some changes, real changes, and do something different with what they're doing, I'm done with them. Like, I am done with them.
Remember when the Giants, they got pissed off because Barry Bonds had a giant recliner in the locker room, and basically they told him you can't have it. And he's like, no, we're keeping it. They were kind of, what do you have to say then? It's like, oh, well, I guess it's Barry Bonds. Do you think if a middle reliever brought a recliner in and was like, oh, Barry's got one, that they would just let the middle reliever keep his recliner? No, it doesn't work that way. Different guys have to be treated differently.
Well, yeah, I'm just tired of the nothing ever changes, and you keep telling me, and he had to be the happiest guy in the world Monday when the Astros stuff happened.
Oh, it saved him. It saved his ass.
Because nobody's asked.
We wouldn't have talked about anything but that for 3 days in a row now.
Exactly. But, I mean, I'm fed up with it.
Bill O'Brien's walking around wearing an Astros hat right now.
Of course he is. Oh, wait, no, wait. The Astros aren't important in this city. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's all about the Texans.
Let's remember, it is a football town. Yeah, you know, because you've lived here 5 years.
Yeah, six.
Six, it, whatever.
And 6 years of the same old crap.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, here's Nick. They were 10-6. They won the AFC South. Okay.
Hey, yeah.
Guess what? You guys can have that the rest of your life.
That's the bar. Cool.
You know what? You can win the AFC South every year if you want and go 9-7, 10-6, and then lose in the playoffs and be happy with that. Go buy your t-shirts. Be my guest.
Buy your season tickets. If that's what makes you feel good, is being a consistent division winner and having no chance to win anything bigger, cool. That's what you are. And if you're okay with
that's
that,
fine.
Cool. It's just like Rockets fans. If you're cool being like an annual almost did it in the Western Conference, cool.
At least the Rockets try something different.
Oh, the Rockets
year.
Are always swinging. I just don't know that they've have the right recipe, but they're always trying.
Yeah.
I
mean, I give them credit for that.
The Texans don't try to do anything different.
And there are chances that you could go backwards if you're the Rockets, and they did at one point. But at least they're trying. Yeah. Texans, no. I mean, it's just, and so that's the thing. So if you're buying into that, and if you accept that, that's cool. You're well within your rights to do that. Nobody's going to tell you not to. I just think that fans should demand more, in my opinion.
Yep.
And I think we should demand more. But you know what? They're not going to listen to us. And they should, because we tell them to drink Carbach.
Yeah. And guys, the Rodeo Clown Roundup coming up soon. February 16th, 1 p.m. at the brewery. Rodeo season, it's going to be here pretty quick. And Carbach kicks things off with their third annual Rodeo Clown Roundup. That's right. We're switching to rodeo season. Sorry, NRG Stadium. You won't be needed anymore this season for the Texans. It's all rodeo now. The lineup's been announced. Blackberry Smoke, Corey Morrow, Band of Heathens, and Clint Daniels. Grab your tickets today at CarbachBrewing.com. And then before the show, kick things off with a good old run at the Rodeo Clown Roundup, 5K, 10K. 8 a.m. at the brewery. It's a timed 5K, 10K. Dress in your best Western gear or your Rodeo Clown outfits. Participants must be 21 years or older and will receive a participation medal, commemorative koozie, and 2 tokens for beer at the finish. And folks who participate have the option to purchase a discounted concert ticket at time of registration. Register today at CarbachBrewing.com. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the details on the concert series, on the brewery, on basically everything. You know where to go. It's Carbach Brewing. Carbach, when you're out and about, make it a Carbach. Save yourself, save
yourself. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit CultureMap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things before I get back to O'Brien, because I still have a few things there. I'm not going to let the guy off the hook because other stuff happened. But Brittany missed all the LSU talk because she's just getting back to Houston from New Orleans, which I'm guessing a lot of you are. I'm sure that party lasted a long time. Congratulations. Wants to know any thoughts on who their new passing game coordinator might be. I haven't heard anything, but I wouldn't worry about it. They'll find somebody. It's just, you know, you're also got to worry about your quarterback next year, too. So, the city's in a no-win situation when it comes to Brian. If fans don't go to games, the owner will relocate the team. Actually, that's not even possible at this point. They're here for, I think, 30 years was the original, so another 15. And, you know, McNair believes Billy O's doing a great job in putting a quality product on the field. I don't quite – I listen, people think that I don't like Bill O'Brien. I don't. I mean, it's not personal. I don't like Nick Saban, but guess what? He'd coach my team any day of the week. I don't like Urban Meyer. Yeah. I'd love to have him as a... I don't like Bill Belichick. And I don't think they're... You know, who cares if they're good people? Because the reality is most great coaches aren't. So it's nothing personal. I mean, I don't like his attitude. I don't like the way he acts. More importantly, I don't like the way he coaches. And I don't like the fact that every year he gets more power and more control, and he never earns it. What has he done to earn any of it?
I got nothing.
I mean, I'm asking an honest question here. What has he done to be in complete control of the organization, to call all the plays on offense, to be the head coach, to make all the decisions as far as what players he gets?
Yeah.
And then to just make stupid, dumbass excuses because, hey, it does stop with you now. If you're going to have that kind of power, fine, stops with you. But, oh, we're going in the right direction. How so? We got to coach better. Well, how so? What do you have to do better? Because I've been hearing that now from you for 6 years, and you're not coaching better. If you have to coach better, that means you're not doing it.
Yeah.
So quit throwing that crap at us. And yeah, I get fans just are happy to have football. I'm happy to have football.
We should expect more.
But at this point, I don't enjoy watching this football team. Here's my final point. This supposed offensive genius. When is his
How
team?
Dare you.
When has he had a top five offense in the league?
Every single year.
I mean, it shouldn't once, especially with
probably.
Remember the discussion we were having before the Chiefs game is about offensively the Texans have as many weapons as the Chiefs do allegedly. Well, why haven't they had a season like that?
I mean, it's probably coming.
Okay. I almost think he was better when he had these trash quarterbacks that he could, you know, basically run this really narrow, limited offense that kept him in games. And, you know, at some point, it's time to pull the plug on your defense. This is 3 years in a row of really bad defense.
Yeah.
Starting with Mike Vrabel, but two more years of Romeo Crennel. Do something different. Go get me somebody who's going to run a different defense. I don't care if it's a 3-4 or a 4-3, but just go find somebody. Bring in Marvin Lewis. Or as I mentioned the other day, go bring in the foot licker. I don't care. Go get me a guy who's had success as a defensive coordinator and try something different. It may not work, but I don't care. Something different. Yeah. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. Show me that you at least care. You recognize that what you're doing isn't going to work. That's all I got.
Well, I don't know when things are going to change. I don't know that things ever will change as long as he's there. But what I always say is about this O'Brien situation, if Bill O'Brien, as long as he's in charge, he's not going to fire himself. You know?
But, I mean, if you can honestly look at your entire organization and say, oh, you know what, we're going in the right direction, and you watch that defense all year long, then... You don't deserve to have that power.
But Fred, who's he accountable to?
That's a point. He's not.
That's what I'm saying.
And we're stuck with him.
That's like if imagine I'm in a cooking contest and there's a prize of $1 million. I mean, Bill O'Brien's paid handsomely. But this cooking contest, I'm also the judge. I'm also tasting all the goods. So once I taste them all... What incentive do I have not to pick the one that I cooked? If it's going to win me millions of dollars, yeah, that's my favorite. It could taste like ass. He doesn't care. He knows this season was ass. He knows it's a phony season. He knows last season was a phony season. He knew that this team this year, last year, was never a Super Bowl contender. He knew it. But he's got to, at some point, you got to be sort of a snake oil salesman.
That's
what he is.
He's a con man. He's a con man is what he is. He sells this stuff. Oh, four division titles. Ooh. Yeah, that's awesome. That's just awesome. What'd you do with them? I mean, that's your goal, right? Just go 9-7, win the division. Okay. And if people want that, you guys enjoy it. But I'm tired of his con man act. I'm tired of the whole we have to play better, we have to coach better crap. I'm tired of him just, you know, oh, I'm not going to address that. Of course not. make some kind of, you know, if it were me and I were in this situation, well, it wouldn't have gone 6 years. But I think, you know, I need to liven up this offense. I'm going to go raid the, I'm going to do what Ed Orgeron did. I'm going to go raid the Saints. Or I'm going to go raid Sean McVay's offense. Or I'm going to raid the Chiefs. Give me somebody out of that Chiefs offense. Go get their quarterback coach. I don't care if you're bringing him in as a, bring him as a coordinator. You're still in charge of everything. But give me something different. Anything. Not the same old crap. Because if you bring the same stuff back next year, you know what? I'm only talking about you after your games because people want to hear it. That's it. The rest of the time, you can suck it, because I've had it.
The problem, I mean, what we need to stand by is stop getting excited when they show this phony potential during it, because we know what they really are. That's what we need to remember, what they really are.
Well, and that's what we've been telling you for I don't know how long, but I think the frustrating thing for me is every year I'm having to write the same stories. I'm saying the same crap. I'm saying the same thing I said last year. Go get me an offensive coordinator from a different system who's had some success in the league. Maybe a fired head coach. Go get me a new defensive coordinator who had some success as a defensive coordinator. That's the exact same thing I said last year. We can go pull it. I don't even need to talk today. You can just say the same crap, and it's going to be the same thing next year until that idiot gets us through his head that he's not doing a good job. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Playing games with my health
and my. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Somebody says, I need a Snickers. I don't need a Snickers. You know what the thing, you know what upsets me? I'm old. I'm going to die at some point. And so you keep wasting years of my life with the same old bull bleep. And when you're 21, guys, guess what? Bill O'Brien can waste 5, 6, 7 years. Doesn't matter. You're going to be fine. When you're old and you can, that old black cloud is hanging down. You get pissed off because you don't know how many years you're going to have left to watch a team actually do something. I want them to be good for this city, for the people of the city who spend their hard-earned money to go to the games and root for this team. And I want it to be good for you. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. At this point, I've already written them off. I'm going to die long before the Texans ever do anything. But I want this for you guys. You guys are giving the Texans too much time for that idiot. Quit talking about him. First off, if you want to apply for a PD job, he's sitting right here, so you could talk to him. We'll talk about what we want to talk about. And by the way, we haven't had a chance to talk about this yet all week long, and that's part of the problem. Yeah, let's just ignore the fact that they blew a 24-point lead in about 3 minutes. Let's just ignore the fact that this is the same bleeping team year in, year out. What are you, his agent chief?
Yeah, stop talking about that.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you don't want to y'all Houston sports, go find a new job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll leave. I'm the problem.
I guess he's saying if we don't want to talk Houston sports, I'm just saying it's stupid for us to say nice things about it.
Well, yeah.
You remember the buzz when they beat the Patriots? How everyone was so excited, and it's like, The problem is we bought into it too. We were like, man, that's a big win. One of the bigger wins in franchise history. When the reality was, you know, it's going to end the same way. And I made this analogy earlier in the week on Monday, and I think it stands true. Bill O'Brien is Lucy, and yeah, we are nothing but Charlie Brown trying to kick the football. And as long as Lucy is holding that football, we are never going to get what we want. We want so desperately to kick that football, but he's going to yank it away from us at the last second. I mean, sometimes he might not even trick us. He might just say, oh, you know, like the year when he, like, that's the other thing. It's so funny that we forget the guy who's now the GM in charge of picking players is the same person who said Tom Savage was a better player than Deshaun Watson. Did everybody forget that? Now he's in charge of personnel decisions. The guy who thought Tom Savage was a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson is now in charge. And really, the only reason he's not fired, the ironic thing, is because of Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is the only reason Bill O'Brien still has a job. Because if Tom Savage were still the quarterback here, Bill O'Brien would have been long gone. Long gone. He'd be Freddie Kitchens right now.
I agree. But here, this is also the same guy that told us, oh, Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett are good quarterbacks. Remember that?
Yeah. Brock Osweiler.
And what's funny to me is...
like, he picked Brock Osweiler.
Yep. Your job is to talk about Houston sports. Quit whining.
It's not our job.
First off, our job
is to do a show. It's to entertain. It's to have opinions. Yeah. Don't tell me what my job is.
And by the way, somebody go look up whining in the dictionary, because clearly you don't know what the bleep it is. Boy, we got some dumbs on the text line
today. Days our job is to remind you that Bill O'Brien's a giant fraud. And you're a big, stupid sucker if you don't see it yet. If you don't see that the Texans are taking you back behind the shed and giving it to you old country way, then you're a dummy. If you think they care what you think as a fan, you're a dummy. Because they don't.
Of course not.
So our job is to sometimes remind people of that.
Well, if you don't want to hear it, that's your problem. You got other options. Let's
Go over to 610 where they tell you. Hey, man, I ain't never seen a coach cares more about practice than Bill O'Brien. He's building a winning culture, man. You can't beat winning culture. I know, because I played for America's team. Y'all know about that? Hey, man, who you want? You want to get a phone call in?
Yeah, let's get it. Yeah, but you make sure you switch over and hear him interview James Franklin and not talk about what happened today. Congratulations.
Hey, man, what's that say? Afronzo. Hey, man, what's up, Afronzo?
Hey, man, sports.
Yeah, man, what do you got?
So, I got one thing for all the people that are trying to be ignorant, saying Bill O'Brien's a cool guy. Since Bill O'Brien's been over us in our division, yeah, he won four division titles, but people need to see this. Colts, Jacksonville, and the Titans all made it to the championship. AFC Championship, and we have not even sniffed that. And also, I think Bill O'Brien found whatever Rick Smith found that makes the our owners keep them around. Like, oh, man, I can't fire this guy. These guys need to be evaluated on their stats. Like, our defensive stats, I think we're, like, 30th overall. Man, I'm sorry, but Cornell needs to go, and we need a better defense, because 20-0 to any other team, that should have been a win. But, man, I'm going to hang up and listen, man. Thank you.
Well, let me make one thing really clear. They weren't going to beat the Chiefs. They weren't supposed to beat the Chiefs.
Chiefs are better than them.
But you know what? How many times have I said, it's like with the Ravens game, just go in and show me you can be competitive with this team in Baltimore. That's all I was asking. Well, guess what they didn't do? And you got destroyed by the Chiefs. You had a free roll 24 points. That they gave you 14 of them, and you didn't do anything with it. And it's not just that; it's you seven straight touchdown drives. And it wasn't just that they had seven straight touchdown drives. It's every single one of them was 8 yards, 15 yards, yeah. 17 yards, touchdown, boom, done. And oh no, but you're going the right direction. How about Eric? Let's try Eric.
Eric.
Hey guys, sports.
Hey sports, man.
Hey, no, I actually kind of disagree with you guys. I'm not necessarily – I'm originally from the Pittsburgh area, so I'm a big Steelers fan personally. But when it comes to, like, what you guys are expecting out of Bill O'Brien, the four division titles and stuff like that, to say that the Texans are taking you behind the woodshed, no, that's what the people in Cincinnati are getting done to them. That's what a terrible owner and a terrible franchise and things like that look like. You don't have the bottom of the barrel here. You guys are relevant. You've won more division titles than more than half the league in the last 10, 15 years. We've been under the tyranny that is the New England Patriots as a league overall. You're in a tough spot to actually get to the top of the peak. Expecting them to get much further than what they've done for you in the last 10, 15 years, yeah, maybe Bill O'Brien's not the guy, and I understand you guys want to take a shot and change things, but look how that worked out in Cincinnati when you move on from Marvin Lewis. mediocre isn't always the worst thing in the world. So to spin it this way, I don't know that I can say that I agree with y'all.
Okay, well, we completely disagree then, because I think mediocre is the worst thing. Because guess what? If they weren't mediocre this year, if they were just full blown bad, if they were 2-14, they'd be where the Bengals are now, with a chance to get a franchise changing player.
Yeah, not if they traded their draft.
Well, yeah, because they want to make sure they stay mediocre.
But
it's easy for Steelers fan to say.
Yeah.
Steelers fan.
At least you're not the Bengals. Yeah, at least you're not the Lions. At least we get it. But the reality is, I mean, when you start accepting that, that's what you are.
Yes. What good franchise is like, we're okay with being like pretty good? No, you should want to push to be better. Everybody should want to be better.
And I realize Bill O'Brien's not going anywhere. Let me make this very clear. I realize they're not going to fire him. But go and change that coaching staff up. Go get some help. Go get some guys that make you better. If you're going to do this, then get somebody who's going to come in and improve your offense. Get somebody who's going to come in and improve your defense. And you know what? I'll live with your mediocrity if those guys make you better. But you don't do that because you think you know it all.
And say what you want about Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. Imagine how you want to talk about dumb. Imagine if after 5 years of Marvin Lewis, the Bengals said, you know what, Marvin? You're also the GM now, too. I mean, you've had all this great success of getting to the playoffs and doing nothing. That we're gonna give you all the power in the organization. You make all the decisions now. Yes, there are worse things than mediocrity. It's mediocrity that you know is not going to change. That's what's worse than mediocrity. Settling for mediocrity and just, that's what's worse. Yeah. Knowing you're going to continue to be mediocre, that is worse.
And you know what? I've sat through 2-14 seasons out there with season tickets and watched not the Kubiak one, but the Dom Capers 2-14. And the reality is, that's no fun either, but at least you thought, well, they're going to get a high draft pick, and they're going to get Mario Williams, or they're going to get Vince Young, or they're going to get somebody like that. There's hope. You could sell me on hope. You can't sell me on hope with this team.
Nope.
There is no hope beyond what they are. And
what's going to be different next year? Like, who's the impact guy that's coming in that's really going to change the fortunes, that's going to make up for the 20-point gap between them and the Chiefs right now?
What is nothing for 100, Alex?
Is Patrick Mahomes maybe going to retire at the end of the year?
Well,
maybe he'll do us a favor like Luke Kuechly and be like, you know what, guys, my shoulder's tired. I'm just going to hang it up. Like, maybe he'll do that, and you know, that'll kind of tighten up the AFC a little
bit. You know what they do? They do the same thing with their franchise that they do with their defense, where they just sit back and wait for you to make a mistake. And then if you make a mistake, great, they might win a football game. But they're sitting here, oh, well, maybe next year the Chiefs won't be as motivated after they win the Super Bowl. Oh, maybe Lamar Jackson will get hurt. Look, Tom Brady got old. If all that happens, it might be our year. That's what they do. I hate them.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com, that's where you go to get the best basketball goal in the whole wide world. How is it better, you might ask? Well, they've got the thickest steel of any goal on the market. This is 75% thicker than what you're getting in the big box stores. They've got a tempered glass backboard so strong, they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to replace it for free. And they've got a rust armor finish, which means no rust, period. 30 years maintenance free. It's perfect for the weather down here. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. Perfect if you've got a picky HOA. And they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet, which is great for me because I've got a 12-year-old who wants to be out there shooting on a 10-foot goal. And I've got a 7-year-old who can't make baskets on a 10-foot goal. So his little 7-year-old ass goes over there and turns the crank, makes it a 7-8-foot goal. Now he's making baskets. He's having fun. It's great for everybody. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-3822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
But you don't got to be perfect.
ESPN 97.5.